Early one evening, after the food had been eaten and the sun's heat was only a whisper on my skin, I joined my grandmother beneath the tree. Grandmother took my hand and placed it on the ancient bark of the giant trunk. She didn't say a word, but her sadness was loud. "Tell me, Grandmother, what makes you so sad?" I asked as I looked deep into her eyes. "Is it the pump? Don't you like it?" With tired eyes, she looked at me and said, "The rains are nearly here, and still no one works to prepare the trees. All the years of my life, drumbeats would fill the village, and voices would sing and chant as we all worked together. But now there's only the creak, creak of metal, and no one works together, or works at all, to prepare the trees." Gently patting the trunk, she said, "I always called this my great-grandmother's gourd, the name my grandmother called it, and her grandmother before her." I smoothed the tube around her wrinkled face and said, "But grandmother, with the pump we don't need the trees. The days of storing water in trees are past." She let go of my hand. "Grandmother," I said, "that was then and this is now.